This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. To our American viewers, hope you had a happy and blessed Independence Day holiday. To our viewers outside the United States, we appreciate your understanding while we took the long weekend here to celebrate our independence. Topic number 5 today, chaos in France. Meanwhile, things in France also somewhat explosive, but not in a good way. Riots have been taking place on the streets of France. This is actually spread now to Belgium, and it's so bad that police, despite deploying 45,000 law enforcement officers to the streets, some citizens are taking matters into their own hands. The existence of a masked gang of young men using zip ties to restrain rioters is being discussed by some media in France. The mayor of the town, Lorient in Brittany, says it's not real, it's not happening, but social media is confirming that these young men wearing balaclavas and gloves are going around and looking for rioters, turning them over to police. This is also reported by local newspaper Le Telegramme. In addition to what's reported by the public to the newspaper, a journalist for the publication says he's seen a group of between 20 and 30 young men wearing, again, balaclavas and hoods to conceal their identities, making unofficial arrests. These riots were sparked by the killing of a 17-year-old named Nahel Merzouk. He's a 17-year-old from Algeria who was shot at point-blank range last Tuesday by a policeman during a traffic stop in the Paris suburb of Nanterre. Many, including Merzouk's family, said the killing was symptomatic of widespread racism against minority groups in France, hence the description by some commentators as this being France's George Floyd moment. But the violence has spread way beyond just public buildings. By the way, the damage to public buildings alone estimated now $1.1 billion, 200 businesses looted. And again, looting kind of puts to the lie the idea that these are protests against racial violence. It's an excuse to or racial discrimination. It's violence in service of lining one's own pockets. 200 businesses looted, 300 bank branches, and 250 tobacco stores destroyed. Again, this does not cover damage to private property and schools and so forth. It's just businesses and public buildings. Things were quieter Tuesday night and Wednesday night, but still not completely under control, which, again, is prompting French citizens to take matters into their own hands. Topic number 4, Israel. Violence also in Israel as the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, launched a major counterterrorism operation in Jenin. This began in the early hours Monday and used significant number of ground forces, also reportedly drones, to conduct airstrikes against targets inside Jenin. One Israeli soldier lightly wounded from shrapnel. According to the IDF, 7 Palestinians had been killed as of Monday. This began with an attack on a terrorist command center placed among facilities operated by the UNRWA, the UN Refugee Association, a school, food distribution center, using these humanitarian facilities as shields against the IDF. This site, according to the IDF, the unified headquarters of the factions in the Jenin refugee camp and the operatives of the Jenin battalion. Initial Palestinian media reports said the area had been struck by drones. This wasn't confirmed by the IDF, but Israeli media does say that at least 15 airstrikes have been conducted by Israel as of Monday morning. The IDF also reported that multiple pits containing weapons and explosives found in the floor or under the floor of a mosque during the operation. Meanwhile, at least 8 casualties were reported in what was believed to be a car ramming and stabbing attack in Tel Aviv. This happened at a crowded bus stop there. At least one stabbing victim and the suspected attacker was neutralized by first responders. This took place on Tuesday. A medic told local radio station that the 20-year-old suspect had been shot dead. According to reports, he used a medical pass, claiming that he was receiving treatment for a terminal illness, to gain access from Area A, which is under the Palestinian Authority's control, to Israel proper. Hamas, by the way, has claimed responsibility for this, said that the man was a member and that the attack was in retaliation for the IDF operation in Jenin. Topic number 3, India rising. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is hosting the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO. That's an organization that includes Russia and China. He says the SCO has emerged as a key platform for peace, prosperity, and development of Eurasia. They're having their 23rd summit. It began on Tuesday. This is a virtual summit being hosted by India. It includes the presidents of Russia, China, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Iran, and Belarus. Iran now joining as a full-fledged member of the SCO, by the way. India, interestingly enough, also holds the presidency of the G20, the group of 20 this year. That's 19 countries plus the European Union. This includes Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Turkey, the UK, and the US. And again, the EU part of this, that's like 85% of global GDP. So this explains why Prime Minister Modi was given the red carpet treatment when he visited Washington, D.C. last week. The war in Ukraine is expected to be a prime topic of discussion during the G20 summit coming up in September in New Delhi. Ukraine, not a G20 member, however, Russia is. India has been very careful not to criticize Russia for its role in this war in Ukraine. India is doing quite well by getting a lot of Russian oil and natural gas at below market prices. Meanwhile, topic number two, in Woketopia, that being the state of California, based on a formula created by the California Reparations Task Force, which is the 9-member panel appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom after the George Floyd death in 2020, the total amount owed to black residents of California victimized by the war on drugs since 1970 amounts to over $225 billion. In March of last year, the task force passed a motion outlining eligibility for payouts based on an individual being an African-American descendant of a chattel-enslaved person or the descendant of a free black person living in the U.S. prior to the end of the 19th century, end quote. That has come under some criticism because there are those who want to extend eligibility to black immigrants who've arrived in the U.S. since the end of the 19th century. Here's the thing. A Pew Research survey from November of last year found that only 18% of white Americans support the idea of reparations, while about 3/4 of African Americans did. And I think that is the whole point of the concept of reparations. It is to keep white and black Americans divided rather than unified, because Democrats enjoy between 85 and 95% of the black vote every election. Should Republicans begin making inroads into the black community, should we begin healing this racial wound that has festered in the United States, Democrats would really find no coalition, no path to victory. And I think that is really what is going on here. Apparently, by the way, this task force also trying to divide black California families. They called on the state legislature there to end child support debt for black residents, claiming that the state's laws have hindered their growth and torn African-American families apart. Now, seriously, as part of the task force's 1,100-page report on reparations, it claims that the 10% interest rate charged on child support owed by black residents, typically black men in California, has made it more difficult for black residents to find employment, maintain a home, and further their education. But look, to me, this seems like If you're looking at splitting up a family and you got to consider the possibility that you might have to take on a boatload of debt to keep paying for children that you've fathered, that would be a pretty powerful incentive to keep families together. Apparently not in the eyes of the task force. Again, the whole idea of reparations, to my way of thinking, appears to be intended to drive us apart. Coming up, teach your kids to clean up after themselves. An example from the White House. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
With a global one world cabal rising, it is time for the remnant of God to prepare spiritually for what is coming like never before. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Final Agenda Super Collection. When you order the Final Agenda Super Collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book by Terry James and Pete Garcia, New World Order, Worlds in Collision, and the Rebirth of Liberty. This groundbreaking new book puts on full display all the telltale signs of the impending collapse of Western civilization that are all around us. From the out-of-control national debt, corruption at every level of government, cities suffering from rampant crime and lawlessness, the intentional sabotage of Western Western education systems, and the growing potential for nuclear world war. New World Order also navigates the globalist agenda to merge ancient paganism into modern technology, to excise God's created order via the Great Reset, and explains how individuals can and need to confront all these issues head on. But that's not all. When you order the Final Agenda Super Collection, you'll also receive Jonathan Brittner's brand new book, Cancel This. This incredible new work from acclaimed author Jonathan Brittner takes a zoomed-in look at precisely what we as Christians can learn from colorful characters throughout the Bible that are often thought of as bad guys. Cancel This examines what led to their disastrous decision-making and total lack of sound judgment that would ultimately bring total destruction to their lives. By exploring these historical biblical accounts, we ourselves can learn profound lessons about how to avoid the same anger, bitterness, greed, pride, unforgiveness, and even the desire for vengeance in today's toxic cancel culture. And as a total bonus, each chapter of Cancel This concludes with thought-provoking questions organized in a way that can help readers apply solid biblical truths in group Bible studies. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive, absolutely free while supplies last, the best-selling book by Terry James and contributing authors like Dr. Thomas Horn, Jonathan Brittner, Bill Salas, Pete Garcia, and so many more. Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, where you'll learn why so-called woke insanity, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment. You'll also learn about emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. But we're still not done. The Final Agenda Super Collection also includes the amazing DVD, The Coming Judgments. Join Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brittner as they delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the Book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brittner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture, where you'll be shocked to find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, the items in the Final Agenda Super Collection hold a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone to place your order at skywatchtvstore.com. Or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Final Agenda Super Collection today.
Topic number one today, Hunter, you've got some splaining to do, possibly. The White House was briefly evacuated Sunday following the discovery of a white powdery substance on the premises. Now, this was not tossed in from outside the gate and onto the White House lawn. This was actually found inside the White House itself, the White House library specifically, and yes, it tested positive for cocaine. Now, in case you're wondering, Hunter Biden did recently visit the White House. He was there on Friday, and just raises some questions. I mean, look, the White House is one of the most heavily guarded and surveilled pieces of real estate on Earth. And we're supposed to believe that somebody walked into the White House with a bag of cocaine and then just forgot it in the White House library. Now, the library is part of the tour of the mansion. It is open to the public. It's two floors below the private residence where family members would gather. So it is possible that somebody walked in with it. But I don't know. Again, you get CCTV everywhere. So the Secret Service, people being searched before they go into the building. It just seems unlikely. Spokesman for the Secret Service said that they are conducting further testing to confirm that everything in the bag is, in fact, cocaine. So we don't know for sure how it got there or whether the whole... one thing we do know for sure, we never heard about coke in the White House when President Trump lived there, except for the diet coke kind. That was his favorite. Skywatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, and we're in the middle of camping season right now where we work with children in the foster care system through our partners at Royal Family Kids. Your support helps us do that so that Royal Family Kids doesn't have to pay a dime to bring these children. Sharon and I were blessed to visit last week and saw children tackling the rock wall. And these are kids who, in many cases, have never had any positive affirmation in their lives. It was an amazing and wonderful thing to see, and you are responsible for that. During the month of July, for your gift of any amount to SkyWatch TV, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send you, as our thanks to you, a wonderful book by Carl Gallups, one of our best friends, Glimpses of Glory. What would it have been like to be present during the life of Jesus? Carl writes it like you're reading a novel. The emotional impact there is, well, it is powerful. And we'll send you a copy of that book if you're in the U.S. or Canada for your gift of any amount during the month of July. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com. You'll find the red donate button or the link to donate in the top menu bar, or call us toll-free 844-750-4985 during regular business hours. And thank you. This week on SkyWatch TV, cancel culture. Is it out of control? And how does this fit into the an understanding of end times prophecy? This week's program features Terry James, Mondo Gonzalez, Jonathan Brentner, Donna Howell, Tom Horn, the SkyWatch investigative team joining Joe Horn. Don't miss the program. You'll find it at our website right now, skywatchtv.com. You can watch it over the air, one of our partner networks. The schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch it on Roku or Apple TV, or right here, our YouTube or Rumble channels. Rumble, like YouTube, but they don't cancel. Speaking of cancel culture, the best way to avoid it is to download the SkyWatch TV app to your smartphone or tablet, because the company that hosts our content there is a Christian company. So they will not cancel us. It brings it right to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS or Android or Amazon Kindle Fire even. We have apps for all of those and links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.